Conversation 10. Selecting a company officer. I've called you here to talk about the selection of a new director for the customer service department. As you know, so far there are only two candidates, Martha Francis and Juliet Welch. First, I'd like to hear your comments, both pro and con, about Martha's qualifications for this position.
Well, I think Martha is the perfect person for this position. She's been with the company for 20 years, so she knows the business inside out. She's conservative and serious. Plus, she gets along with everybody.
Yikes! In my opinion, if she becomes director, nothing will change. I mean, we wouldn't see anything new. Just the opposite. We'd keep on implementing the same programs as always.
She isn't known for thinking outside the box. What's more, we'd start to see our current customer base fall off simply because our competitors have enthusiastic new people and innovative programs. I'm just saying.
I have to agree with April and Katie on this one. In the first place, Martha is too conservative. Plus, she'd hardly inspire any enthusiasm among the employees.
Anybody else want to put their two cents in? Okay, then let's talk about Juliet. What do you guys think?
Look, if Juliet gets this job, it will be a total disaster for the company. In the first place, her fancy degree isn't worth squat because she has zero experience. Besides, we don't even know her very well. Good grief, she's only been here since March. And to top it all off, we all know that she was fired from her last job.
Really? I've heard that her coworkers think she's a bit uppity, like she thinks she's the queen of the office. She's not exactly popular with the other employees. I don't think they'd be happy with her as the boss.
Well, since I put her name up, I have to say that I see her as a very bright and competent person. Still, I recognize that she lacks experience. And now that you tell me that her personality could cause friction among the employees, then I'll go along with your decision in this case.
Obviously, we haven't found the ideal person to handle this job. We may have to look outside the company, which I don't particularly want to do. We'll meet here tomorrow at the same time. I'll expect your suggestions, and they'd better be more promising.